There's no time like time in God's presence. Amen. Awesome. So, I believe that God is teaching his people to flow in the destiny that he has for our lives. And that's come out in the prophetic words here tonight. God's destiny, God's purpose. And God has a destiny and God has a plan for every single person's life. So you can smile and relax. Okay, God is in control. God knows all about you. He has your address, he has your number. Even if you give him the engage signal, he still has a way of getting through. Even if you're the hardest of heart, he has a way of getting that door of that hard heart open. Even if you're knuckle-headed, he can break through. God has a way. God has a way. And he's teaching us to flow in his destiny. And I believe God is raising up his people to be stronger than ever before. You know, strength is an amazing thing. And I'm not talking about human strength. I'm not talking about worldly strength. I'm not talking about strength literally, physically, however amazing that is. You know, you've got nice big biceps and muscles. Wow, amazing. That's fantastic. My six-pack turned into a 2-liter. I wish. But strength in the Lord. You know, God commanded Joshua to be strong and courageous. In fact, to be strong and very courageous. And the times that we're facing as Christians, the time that we are facing right now as the church, demands for an inner strength in us like never before. I think of those first century Christians. I think of Nero lighting them up on his garden path, burning them to death. Think of the strength of that. I think of the early Christians being fed to ferocious lions. Think of the strength in that. I wonder what we would do in a situation where we are forced either to accept or deny Christ, and it would cost us our physical life. I've heard people say, oh, well, you know, I'll just say, well, I don't know Jesus and ask for him to forgive me afterwards. Really? Is that the kind of strength that God's calling us to live in as Christians? Or is he calling us to go all out for him? To rise up into new heights? I believe that there is an end time revival coming to the church. Like never before. And God is raising his church up not to be a wishy-washy kind of just bland, saltless, flavorless kind of thing. I mean, none of us want to eat a bland, saltless, flavorless meal, do we? Everybody's always spicing everything up. So God is calling, I believe, his church to a place of revival. And it starts with us. It's a hunger. It is a hunger for the things of God. It is a hunger for the ways of God. And we are entering a time where we're going to have to be bold for the Lord. We're going to have to speak out, even if it brings persecution. You know, if you're at school, you've got to speak out for Jesus. If you're at university, you've got to speak out for Jesus in your workplace. And speaking out for Jesus is no longer the popular thing. I've discovered something. Even in the church, when you live according to the principles of the word, people don't kind of pat you on your back and say, oh, well done, you're such a great guy. No. They want to try and weaken God's word. They want to try and weaken God's spirit in you. But every time the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. And it's time to be strong. If you get nothing else out of today's message, it's this. It's time to be strong. God's calling us to a destiny. He's calling us to flow in our destiny and to be strong. Come on. The time for excuses is over. I just don't get it. You know, all these excuses. I mean, I'm preaching to the choir here tonight. You know, people say, well, you know, I'm too busy for church. Like, really? I mean, church like happens once a week for a couple of hours. Surely we're not too busy for a couple of hours in God's presence. But they're not too busy to go down to Tesco's or Waitrose or eat out. Go to the movies or watch a trilogy of their favorite box set four times over. Not too busy for that. Zero excuse. I'm serving the Lord. Not weak. Not out there with the fairy somewhere and we wonder, where on earth are you? You see, yeah. Look, God's raising up his church. And what is his church? His church is his called out ones. Ecclesia. His church is a family. His church is also an army. It's an army with a heart. And it's calling us up to be strong. To take this land for Jesus. To take possession of places and territories where strongholds exist. Now, strongholds exist. A stronghold simply is a place where evil is deeply lodged and it's difficult to unhook the evil from that place. That's a stronghold. And we live in a day and age where there are so many strongholds. People are facing issues like never before. It's almost cool to have an issue. Yeah? I mean, if you don't have an issue, somebody's got an issue with you because you don't have an issue. I mean, everyone's got an issue. How about being strong in the Lord? I mean, what's so wrong with that? How about not being out there with the fairies, but actually being at church on a Sunday, being at prayer meeting, you know, being there with the vision of your church, being there with your leaders, being there with your pastor, showing up over and over and over again and be consistent, be strong. I mean, what kind of Marine would want to just, I need my fourth day of lying in bed, sleeping all day. No, good, it's good to rest. It's good to recover. But God's calling his church to be strong. When we don't feel like it, we do it anyway. You know, that's called a sacrifice of praise. You know, when you literally, I don't know about you, but you know, sometimes you've got to literally drag your feet into church. You kind of come to church like this, and you've got to speak to yourself, come on, Kevin, you're coming to church today. You coming, you ever get that way? I don't really get that way. I love church. I love it when God's people meet together. But the thing is, I know the reality is, you know, Sunday is there, and for some of you, it's the only day to lie in. Or prayer meeting, you can't be doing another late night. Or ministry, or life group, or small group, or connect group, whatever you're involved in. Oh, I can't give anymore. God's calling you to be strong. Because when you give, when you can't give anymore, that's when God is overly generous. And you just get filled up time and time and time and time and time again. You see, he's calling us to zero tolerance of the devil. Yeah? I think we tolerate the devil far too much. Zero tolerance. Tolerance is quite a word in today's society. We tolerate everything, don't we? We don't tolerate the devil. We don't tolerate evil spirits. We don't tolerate a manipulative, controlling Jezebel spirit. We don't tolerate things that will destroy us as a Christian. We don't tolerate the devil coming in with all kinds of tricks and sin and stuff to take us down. As the church, as Christians, as born-again believers, as spirit-filled people, it's great coming to church. It's great singing songs of victory. It's great getting more power of the Spirit. But that's supposed to take us out there to propel us to be stronger than ever before, because the devil is on a full frontal attack. The devil doesn't care where you are in life. He doesn't care whether you're rich or poor, strong or weak, Whether you're having a great day or a bad day, the fact of the matter, the devil is one bad guy and he will attack you over and over again and relentlessly and mercilessly over and over again. He's not going to say, oh, well, there's old Kev down there. He's having a bit of a hard time. Let's go a bit lighter on him. There's an attack on biblical values. There's an attack on biblical morals. You're allowed to talk about anything else, but mention Jesus. Mention, actually, I believe true love waits. You bigoted. You intolerant person, you. It's strange. There seems to be an intolerance of tolerance. We have the truth. And the truth sets you free. And the truth will always set you free. And it's time we start living the truth. Look, I don't know where you are. I don't know what decisions you're making. But I want to encourage you today. Always decide for God. Always decide for Jesus. Don't make excuses. Don't say, oh, you know, I've just had a moment of weakness in my life. No, have a moment of strength. Live a life of strength. You know, we're not called to be weaklings in God. We're called to soar on wings like eagles. You know, not cluck around like chickens. Yeah. I mean, there's an enormous difference between an eagle and a chicken. You know, with respect to the eagle kingdom, we've never had roast eagle for Sunday dinner. But hands up, we had roast chicken. Yeah? Or some vegan thing made to taste like chicken. It's about flowing in your destiny. You're not destined to a chicken's end. You're destined to soar like an eagle. But that means you'll come up against currents of stuff you've got to fight and break without any excuses and not lie there. I mean, we can all feel sorry for ourselves. Oh, no. Oh, I just deserve a break. Oh, Jesus, why me? Why does the devil decide to pick on me? Look, the devil has decided to pick on every human being on planet Earth. So get over it. Yeah? Just get over it and be strong in Jesus' name. Be strong in Jesus' name. Be a world changer. Be a person of influence in Jesus' name. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 and 4. If you're taking notes, 2 Corinthians 10, 3 and 4, and I think it'll come up on the screen. We've been looking at this in church. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. Okay? So we don't fight the devil with the devil's tactics. If the devil comes against us with gossip or slander or malicious lies or something to really hurt us, we don't go back with the same thing. Look at the next verse. The weapons we fight with are not weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We have weapons. You know, you've got weapons. Now, prayer is a weapon. Praying in tongues builds the spirit person, builds the inner spiritual man. I'm a man, so I call myself a man. Is that okay? You're allowed to do that still. Great. Build your inner spiritual man. If you're a woman, it will build your inner spiritual woman. The weapons we fight with are not weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. You've got weapons that God has given you to demolish strongholds. You may have personal strongholds in your life. Stuff that's keeping you away from the Lord. Maybe it's a spending habit that's out of control. Maybe a stronghold is you a workaholic and you're at work, 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 work. Maybe there's a stronghold of gossip. Maybe there's a stronghold of lying. Maybe there's a stronghold of a bad temper. You name it. Can be a stronghold. But we don't have weapons of the world. Thank God for that. We don't fight those strongholds with a gun or with a knife or by backstabbing others or copying the speech patterns of the world. On the contrary, ours have divine power to demolish strongholds. We speak life in Jesus' name. We speak hope in Jesus' name. When everybody else is cursing, we speak life. When everybody else is speaking death, we speak life. When everybody says, oh, the church is going under, no way is the church going under. The church is the bride of Christ. We are the apple of his eye. We are not going down, we're going up. Are we going over? You know, and there may be some currents up against you, but there will always be currents up against you until you're in heaven. Now it's time to stand up and be strong and to fight the good fight of faith. Pray, but put feet to your prayers. Pray, but put feet to your prayers. Let's go to Ephesians 6. Let's go to Ephesians 6 from verse 10. Finally. Isn't it good to hear finally? Doesn't mean I'm being finally. Finally, be strong in the Lord. Strong. You can be strong. We have to be strong. We are the church of Christ. We're called to strength. Not a bunch of weaklings. We may be weak, but his strength is made perfect in our weakness. You may feel like you can't anymore. And it's precisely at that moment where you are the best candidate on earth for God's strength. He calls us to do amazing things when we can't do them. When you don't have the finance or the energy or the time. He'll call you to do it because he'll give you the strength. So finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God. Do you put the armor of God on? Something we should be putting on daily, I believe. I mean, we got dressed to come out tonight, didn't we? So let's get dressed spiritually every day. It says there, put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Take your stand against the devil's schemes. The devil has schemes. And he's always scheming something. Have you noticed? Just when you think you've got a clear run, there's the devil scheming something again. He's scheming. Why is he scheming? Because he doesn't want you to flow in your destiny. He wants to stop your destiny. He wants to abort your destiny. He wants to destroy your destiny. That's the plan of the devil. John 10, verse 10. The thief came to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus has come to give life and life in abundance. The devil's aim against humanity is to steal, kill, and destroy. He's got schemes. If you're out there doing something for Jesus, the devil has a scheme to take you down. It's a fact. It's a biblical fact. It's not a Kevin Clark fact or a BHBC or an Epping Forest Community Church fact. It's a biblical fact so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. So the devil comes against you. And as he comes against you, you're standing. You stand against his schemes. He can't take you down. He may try, but he can't. Even if we are martyred for our faith, like Stephen in the New Testament times, who was stoned to death, and stoning being a painful death, because they start off by throwing small little stones first. That's how they started. And it would start to hit their toes and their feet, and it would start to fracture the tiny little bones in people's feet. An agonizing death. Till they worked the stones up and up and up till it crippled the person that they couldn't stand, and the rest is history. But that's victorious. It's standing to the end. And his face was a glow and a light with the glory of God. Father, forgive them. They do not know what they are doing. That's victory, that's standing strong to the end. Whatever you face, you can stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. So we've been looking as a church, doing a bit of teaching on this. There are spiritual forces of evil. There are demonic powers around. Yeah? Are we comfortable with that? We should be able to be comfortable with that. Not comfortable with them, but comfortable with the fact that we may be called into places as Christians. We may be called to people, to minister to people who need to be set free from demonic powers. Sometimes you look at a person's life and you see an issue over and over and over and over again, and you know it's not a natural thing that's come up against them. Somehow the enemy has got on the inside of them, and there's a stronghold, an enemy stronghold, an enemy city, an enemy castle, a fortified thing started to being built in a person's life. And we come in with the good news in Jesus' name, and people are set free in Jesus' name. Satan wants you bound. He wants me bound. He wants every person bound. But Jesus has come to set us free. So, there are rulers, the authorities, there are powers of the dark world and spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. Evil is operating in today's world. But it's meant to be. That's why we are meant to be the salt and the light. We are meant to be strong in the Lord. We are meant to be part of God's family, yet part of God's army. And wherever we go, the enemy is meant to tremble. As God said to Joshua, every place on which your foot shall tread, I have given it to you. When you go to work tomorrow, you putting your feet on ground that you are taking for the Lord. When you go to school, our young people in schools, you take your school for Jesus, in Jesus' name. Our young people at university, we take the universities in Jesus' name. We have a great spiritual armor. Look at it. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand. Do you see the common theme here tonight? Stand. And after everything, and after you've done everything, and after the devil's tried everything, you still standing. You're not going down. Somebody needs to hear that tonight. You're not going down. You know, I've discovered time and time and time and time again, and I've served the Lord properly since I was 5 years old. Had a proper conversion experience on my knees in my bedroom because I rebelled against the Lord at the altar call the day before. I remember as a five-year-old sitting with a heart of rebellion as the preacher preached, and he said, come to the front and give your life to Jesus. And I sat there and I felt it in my heart. I said, there's no way I'll ever do that. A five-year-old to have feelings like that. There's no way I'll give my life to Jesus ever. And, you know, there's one stage in Bible college where people coming with all these amazing testimonies. They were a drug addict and Jesus set them free. They were this and Jesus set me free. And I said, well, thank you, Jesus, for saving me at five. I can't say any of that. And he said to me through a fantastic pastor friend of mine, he said, don't ever say that, because God's sustaining power is a powerful testimony. To keep you from the age of five is a powerful testimony. And to stand. And believe you me, the devil has tried, and I won't bore you with the details, but just like everyone's life, when he stands for the Lord, the devil will try everything. But you've got to stand. You've got to be strong. And we have an armor. We have an awesome armor. We're going to look at a bit of that and conclude with this in a few moments' time. Stand firm then with a belt of truth buckled around your waist. Belt of truth. We've got to be wearing the belt of truth. The belt on the Roman soldier's outfit kept everything together. They had a long flowing garment on and they had to run. They would gird up their loins, they'd tuck it in, they'll be able to run. But it's the belt of truth. Kept everything together in the armor. So truth keeps us together as Christians. And when the devil comes against us, we run the direction of truth. We stand in the truth. That's why we start with the belt of truth. It's the first thing we put on every morning. Good morning, Lord. Today I'm buckling up in the belt of truth. Click. You've got a part of your armor on. And when the devil comes against you and he tries to pull your life apart, you can't be pulled apart because you have the belt of truth. You're standing in the truth. And what's the truth? His word. And what does the truth do? It always sets us free. It's the belt of truth. It kept the Roman soldiers' whole armor together. The belt of truth will keep our whole lives together. Because what is the devil called? He's called the father of lies. And he will throw lie after lie after lie after lie against you. But you stand in the truth. Doesn't matter what the devil says, I know what my father says. And my father is king of the universe. Yeah? You know, often we think the opposite of God is the devil. Like light, dark, hot, cold. No. You can't put God and the devil in any same category. It's like you just can't do that. The devil is a defeated foe. So we have the belt of truth. We have the breastplate of righteousness. Now the breastplate covered the soldier's heart and other vital organs. You see, the enemy will try to take you out. And where does he start? Your heart. That's why the word says, guard your heart, for from your heart flow the issues of life. Some of the paraphrases, because we're talking about destiny tonight. You need this for your destiny. Some of the paraphrases say, guard your heart, because from your heart flow the steps or the destiny of your life, or the purpose of your life. Yeah, think about that. So the devil gets you in your heart. He'll try and get you down. Oh, it's not worth being a Christian anymore. It's just so hard. It's so difficult. And you know how the devil gets you down. And just when you think you've hit rock bottom, he creates a whole new rock bottom for you. You know, the devil actually can't create. He'll blow something up to make another rock bottom. But we have the breastplate of righteousness. We are righteous in Jesus' name. The devil try and tell you, you're not righteous. Who do you think you are? He still remembers the sin you did 3,000 years ago. Well, you know, that's not quite biblical timeline, but you know what I mean. Every time the devil reminds you of your past, you remind him of his future. We have the breastplate of righteousness. We are righteous, righteous, right standing with God the Father. So he comes with his schemes, he comes with his plans, he comes with all his fiery darts, and I'm right with God. Isn't that cool? Let's move on. And with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Are your feet ready? Your feet are fitted. Isn't that cool? You don't only go take your kids down to Clark's for them to fit shoes for school, but Jesus has fitted shoes for you with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. There's a readiness, a shoe called readiness that's on your feet, and it's the gospel of peace. Wherever you go, you take the gospel. Wherever you go, you take the peace of God. It doesn't matter what storm you walk into. It doesn't matter what situation you walk into. It doesn't matter what boardroom context you walk into. It doesn't matter what client you go and see. It doesn't matter what hellish situation you face. You've got shoes. That's called readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. You take good news wherever you go. You are good news because you've got Jesus in you. And you take his good news and you take his peace with you. Let's run through the rest and I want to pray for you. Next verse. And in addition to all this, take up the shield of faith. That's That's why it's important to get into the Word. It's no good having a devotion time if our lives aren't devoted to Him. We've got to get into the Word. Memorize the Word if you can. We've all got to get better with this. You see, the shield is faith. And what words do we speak? We speak words of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Can you imagine the evil one with flaming arrows? That's our life as a Christian. There's arrows coming from every direction sometimes towards us. But we have the shield of faith. And the shield back in those times was quite a big shield. It wasn't like this little dinky thing like you see, you know, that, you know, wherever we see those dinky things. It was a big shield. You know, the soldier could actually get down behind the shield and it would be a few feet tall and he could hide behind it and it would be covered with leather. And in some battles, they would wet the shield so that when flaming arrows come, it would be extinguished on that wet leather. You have the Word in you. Let's get to the next verse. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Let's put the helmet of salvation on every day. You know, this is where the devil attacks. The greatest battlefield is between your two ears. He attacks and he attacks and he attacks over and over again. And what does he put into our mind? Two things usually, discouragement and deception. He'll discourage you and he'll try and deceive you. You're not really saved. You're not really, you don't know enough to talk to that person about Jesus. Who do you think you are? You do something great. You can't even make your bed properly and you want to do something great. Can't even warm a pasty without a nuclear meltdown and you want to do something great. Yes. Don't allow him to discourage you. It's not where you come from, it's where you're going. We all have a past. We've all done things we're not proud of. But it's not about that. It's about Christ in us, the hope of glory. So have that helmet of salvation on. Salvation includes justification, just as if you never sinned. It includes sanctification. He cleans up our lives. And it includes glorification. We will be glorified with him one day. But even now on this earth, everything we do is for his glory. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. It's a sword. Even Jesus, when he was tempted, he said, "It is written." That cuts, that stabs, that destroys the power of the evil one. Are you just a rubbish? Are you just a nobody? No, it is written, I'm the apple of his eye. Whew, take that, devil. Are you just weak? No, in my weakness, his strength is made perfect. Are you just a lowly human being? No, I am the head and not the tail. Let's go to the next bit, and we're going to close on that. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Let's be alert. Not out with the fairies, but alert. Ready to do God's work and his will at any time. So God is teaching us how to flow in his destiny. I believe, in conclusion, that he wants to expand you. Expand you. Expand your ministry. Expand our churches. In Jesus' name. He wants us to be fruitful. He wants us to be builders in his kingdom, not breakers. And he wants us to move onward and upward in him. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. It's awesome to pray in the Spirit. It's not a Pentecostal doctrine. It's a Jesus thing. And I don't know where you are tonight, but I know this, that God wants to equip you and empower you. And wants to fill you to overflowing with His Spirit. You may have some battles in your life, but the battle belongs to the Lord. We fight from the standpoint of victory. We don't fight for victory. We fight from victory. You are already victorious. You are seated with Christ in